Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hi, Catherine. This is Sue with Yang's Random Plumbing. How are you doing?
Yes, hi. How are you, Sue?
I'm good.
Good. It's good to hear. So, yes, how can I help?
So I got a text here, right?
Yes.
I don't understand what this is, but it's from Local Splash, right? The app is saying that, well, the text came through. It says, forwarding you a new lead from Google Verify ad, we suggest contacting the lead as soon as possible. And there's a phone number.
Okay.
When I go back onto Local Splash, it shows, if I go to the lead, right?
Yes.
It shows us that phone number with the customer's name with a check mark. And underneath it, it says follow up needed. If I go to calls, it didn't show that they called in. Can you explain what that customer was for or what all that is?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking you're referring to the phone number ending in 4486.
Right.
Okay. So this is actually a lead coming in from your Google Verified program. Okay. The reason why it's not showing under calls is because the numbers that are, the leads that are actually going to be seen under calls are those that are calling you through the call tracking number. But the Google Verified, remember, has a different number for you. That is why we've actually made sure to provide a different area for the Google Verified leads to show up.
Okay.
So you see, calls and Google Verified are both separated.
So does that mean I need to call them or I do not need to call them? I'm confused.
Well, you would need to call them.
Okay, so
I think
how
you
come...
missed the call, right? You missed the call?
No, it didn't show that I missed the call. It didn't show they called. It didn't show anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you're concerned about it saying follow-up needed?
Yes, it just came up as a text
okay.
message, and it just said, but I didn't get a missed call or anything. So, like, how did I
okay.
get that customer?
Okay, let's see here. Because as far as what I do see, they tried to call you today at about 8:59. If you go into your leads, it's going to show up there, 3/23/2026, 8:59 a.m. The call duration, though, was just 9 seconds, so maybe he was just giving you a ring. Or anything.
Okay,
that
but if I go to missed calls, if I go to the calls history, it didn't show anything. It didn't show a missed call or anything. I took screenshots of that. I could send it
on
to
your
you.
Phone.
Correct, on my phone, and there's
yeah.
just a check mark. Here, let me text this to you. I don't know why it's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I called because I'm confused. This is all I got. Yes, and I checked it, and it showed that. And then the text came through. And usually the text comes through as if it's a missed call or I didn't answer, right? But even here,
yeah.
I didn't see a missed call coming in through Local Flash.
Yeah, because that was just 9 seconds, though. So maybe it was just a quick, you know, possibly the client was just clicking on your Google Verified call option or anything.
You think they might have clicked and just hung up or what? Is
it yeah, it could be. Thing? It could be. Yeah, that's why it's still good to follow up, though. See if maybe they're actually looking for the services.
Okay.
Because it was just 9 seconds. They're, you know, it may have not yet connected or anything. So, yeah, that's
but,
why.
Yeah.
But they
click
on the
on
Google
my,
Verified.
On my end, I just want to let you know, I didn't see anything pop up for 9 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't show on my anything that it was even called for 9 seconds. You can see that.
Yes.
But why does it take 9 seconds to transfer over to me and I still didn't
mm-hmm.
receive anything? So that's,
yeah, I'm not
that's
saying,
such a long delay.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a transfer. You know when you dial, phone number,
uh-huh.
there's kind of like a few seconds where it's trying to connect. And that doesn't necessarily just refer to the Google Verified program. That goes to all calls. Right when you dial, it doesn't ring right away. Sometimes there's like a waiting time for the phone call to try to connect. So I was looking into that. Maybe the certain scenario has something to do with that. Maybe he just clicked on the Google Verified program, wanting to reach out to you, or
so
maybe he misclicked it.
When does it transfer over to me? When they click one or two? Like, because I know it'll ring a couple rings and it'll say there's a little prompt saying if a new customer press one, previous customer press two, right? Something. You think they might have got to that point?
Possibly they may have not gotten to that point, yes.
Right, because if it's still only to that point, that means it's not ringing to my phone, right? Because I really don't know.
Yeah.
I need a.
Because they need to click on it first. Yeah, they need to click on it first. That is the reason why we wanted you to reach out is because, again, there's a lot of things that could have happened. Again, they might have misclicked it. Could be that when they dialed, they encountered, they had to talk to another person, they got into a different call. So there's a lot of possibilities that we need to look into. That is why we recommend for you to check, see if they're actually meaning to reach out to you or anything. Anyway, of course, there's no harm in checking. Just kindly, I would say, follow up. And then if ever it's not a deal or anything, then at least you could tag it from here if it's not a valid lead or so.
Yeah. Okay, well, sounds good. Let me call him because
I
need to follow. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.